Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And the question of the day, DJ Brothers, we got the poll in the chat. What's going on with the poll, with the question of the day?
62% of people think it's acceptable for a woman to take a man out on the first date and pay for it, and 38% of people say it's not acceptable.
It's not acceptable. So 38% saying it's not acceptable, and what, 52% saying it's all right. Go take him out. Go show him a good time. He probably stressed out. Probably stressed out. But I got some reasons why a woman might pay for the dinner on the first date. I got a few reasons why, and a few reasons why men may feel some type of way. But if you want to join the conversation, 833-212-1017. Talk to text, 833-212-1017. And you can get in the chat. Get in the chat and holler back as we broadcast live on YouTube. Now, I got a couple things here where I did a little research. Reasons why a woman might pay for dinner. The number one reason is, DJ Brother Z, independence. She values her financial independence and wants to demonstrate that she can take care of herself. Let me pay for it. No expectations. Ain't no expectations. She doesn't want to feel obligated to the man or create unrealistic expectations about the date. Maybe she just want to chat. Take all that extra stuff out the way. No strings attached, DJ Brother Z. When a woman pay for it, hey, ain't no strings attached. She wants to make it clear that there are no strings attached to the date and that she's not looking for anything in return. Also, confidence. They saying that a woman that may pay for the first date may have a lot of confidence. She's confident in herself and her financial situation, and paying for dinner is a way to show that confidence. Sylvia says, exactly. I'm independent. I'm an independent woman. I always have been. Also, she could be just showing appreciation. She might just appreciate what you are, who you are. Showing appreciation. She wants to show her appreciation for the date and the effort to the man to put and show the effort to the man by putting and planning out an event for both. She want to show, hey, look, I could plan something. I could take you to a nice place. Also, it could mean, hey, if I'm taking you somewhere and you see what I did for you, you can't go no less than this. You know, I did this for you. Now you the man. You got to step up. I'm trying to show you how you got to do me. Maybe she's showing you how to do it. What do you think about that, DJ Brother Z?
Yeah, she could be showing you how she wants to be treated.
Right. Like, okay, this is how I'm treating you. Reciprocity. Hey, some of y'all women expect men to just know. Y'all just want men to come in and figure it all out. Maybe she's just saying, hey, look, I'm going to take you out. And this is her example of what taking me out looks like, or, you know, the standard, the quality. Because if she can do it for herself, she don't need you to do it. So you may have to step up to the plate and try to do, you know what I mean, keep it at that level. But this is a couple reasons why men may feel a little uncomfortable, DJ Brother Z, when a woman pays for dinner on a first date. And the first reason is traditional expectations. We got traditional expectations. I'm supposed to be the man. I'm the man. I'm him. I'm going to pay. Men are often socialized to believe that they should pay for dates. And when a woman pays, it can challenge these traditional expectations. Tradition. Also, a man might feel a loss of control. I ain't got control over the situation. This is why most men want to pay for the date to show I'm the provider. But if she paid for it, it's a loss of control. This is what they're saying. When a woman pays, the man may feel like he lost control over the dating situation. Like Tony Smith said, he might feel, is you trying to hit on me? Are you trying to? I mean, yeah, I'm trying to hit on you. I'm taking you out. Yeah, I'm trying to see what's happening there. Also, they said that when it comes to men feeling a little discomfort for women paying for the date, it's because the ego, that ego getting bruised. Hey, what you trying to say? Am I the female in this? Or what? I mean, do you want something afterwards? A little something, a little nightcap? What you trying to do? Bruising the ego. Ego bruising. A man's ego may be bruised if he feels like he can't provide for his date or take care of the bill. Christopher Giles says, why can't the woman accept that some men just keep things simple in life? Hey, if y'all want to join the conversation, 833-212-1017, hit us up in the chat as well. Hey, look, also they're saying that men may feel a little discomfort from a woman paying for the first date because the fear of being seen is weak. Y'all seen them social media videos where the girl paying for it and the man behind them doing the hug from behind while she paying for it? Y'all seen them social media videos where that's the broke hug when they paying and the dude hugging her from behind while she paying? Y'all, it was a whole series of Facebook videos and social media videos on this, the woman paying for something, and people was frowning on it. But they're saying that men may feel discomfort when women pay for dinner or when they go out on, especially the first date, fear of being seen as weak. A man may fear that if he allows the woman to pay, he'll be seen as weak or unable to take care of himself. I don't know. Y'all got to chime in, man. This is what they're saying. This is what they're talking about. Another thing they're saying is, I don't know. This might be DJ Brother Z. This might be the one that may be bothering you, DJ Brother Z. Fear of being taken advantage of on a date. Fear of being taken advantage of. A man may worry that if he allows a woman to pay, she may take advantage of him or expect something in return. DJ Brother Z. And don't this sound like what females say about going out and having to go out on dates and these expectations after a man pays for a meal? This is the same thing. Men feel the same way. But this is the last one I'm going to say. This is the last one. Emotional vulnerability. They're feeling vulnerable, emotionally vulnerable. A man may feel uncomfortable with the emotional vulnerability that comes with accepting a woman's payment, as it requires him to be open and receptive. Now, if she's paying, you got to sit there and listen. Yeah, sit there and listen. Ken Ryu 0351, Ryu, man, if a woman pays for the first date, it's a setup, at least in Memphis. He said, hey, in Memphis, if a woman paid for the first date, you may have to tuck your chain in. Somebody might be coming from the side. I don't know. It's word on the street. Look, I don't mind. Look, I'll tell you this. If y'all in a relationship and the relationship is already off and running, if it's already off and running, the back and forth is going to happen. But that first date, though, it sets the tempo. Sam King says, perfect example, a thin line between love and hate, the movie. She had more money than Martin. Right. And people can get psycho. Once you start allowing a person to control the finances and stuff like that, or like, you know, feel like they're putting money towards something, they're going to want to return on them dollars. They're going to want to return on them dollars. And it ain't got to be no monetary thing. Yeah. Or hold on. If that wasn't the case, doing something strange for a little change wouldn't exist. You know, I mean, you ain't always got to take cash. Some people ain't taking cash. They taking something else. Hey, all I'm saying is, hey, that's the question of the day. If y'all want to chime in, 833-212-1017. Talk to text, 833-212-1017. Is it acceptable for a woman to pay on the first date? And they going crazy in the chat. Salute to everybody in the chat. This is why you got to be raised right, DJ Brother Z. Yeah, I was raised to pay for the first date. Like, look, if a male is interested in a female, we're taught that, hey, we got to take them out, talk to them, let's get a conversation going. The first date is the good conversation starter to get to know somebody if that's the case. If that's the case. A home-cooked meal is good, too. I'd rather get the home-cooked meal than to go out on the date. If she's going to do it, I'd rather for her to say, hey, I got a home-cooked meal for you. Now, that's not paying for it like going out on a date, but it's still, I can accept the home-cooked meal because now I can taste the food and see what's happening in. I don't know. Somebody says, Felix in the chat says, this is in Eddie wheelhouse. Hey, we ain't heard from Eddie in a minute. But I'm going to tell you this. This is something y'all got to think about because they turn in the tides. And a lot of y'all say it's a double standard. But is it a double standard when it comes to paying for the first date? Curly Q says, no one should enter anyone's home on a first date. It ain't safe. Yeah, I agree. You know, even if it's a picnic. Yeah, you could go on a picnic. A picnic is a home-cooked meal. Maybe it's because I help a lot of people and I'm always going to people's houses. And I ain't even dating them. Maybe I said that out of me being an advocate. Because I'm always in folks' houses. And I ain't even dating them. They first thing I get on the phone, Tori, I need you to come over here. I go straight over there and we get to work. I work from the front rooms. But yeah, you're right, Curly Q. It's not if you don't know this person or nothing about this person. And many times, even if you do, you want to fill them out. So yeah, that's true. Ken says, home cooking, no spaghetti. Oh, here we go. It's true. Is it true what they say about the spaghetti, DJ Brother Z?
I don't eat spaghetti.
Because of that what reason. They saying that they got the love potion on it. They can put the love potion on the spaghetti and make you fall in love. That's a day. Christopher in the chat says, for richer or poor, for married couples, but for relationships, you better have the riches or I don't want you. Better have the riches. Felix says, it's the garlic. Look, I'm finna run the break. I'm finna run the break before we get too deep in this spaghetti thing. Hey, look, when we come back, we gonna have more conversation, Truth Nature, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Send me to prison somehow, would get me to stop. No, he thinking it's when he not. I'm on the phone with Suge and Donovan. He telling me think I could be bigger than Pac.
Truth Nation, our fourth annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup is Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. And we want to be outside. We need the whole community to show up. Go to truthcommunitycleanup.com to sign up to volunteer to help keep Milwaukee clean. Everyone who registers for the cleanup, for the last cleanup site, you got to register. Now I'm hearing that you got to register for the last cleanup site. We'll get free lunch provided by Cousin Subs. Register today at truthcommunitycleanup.com to clean and beautify our city together. The Tory Lowe Community Cleanup, Saturday, April 12th, from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., presented by 1MKE. We are 1MKE. Sponsored by Cousin Subs, Ray Coca-Cola, Landmark Credit Union, and Waste Management. Once again, if you want to get the Cousin Subs, you got to register to clean up the last cleanup site. Because after we clean up the last cleanup site, that's when we'll go have lunch provided by Cousin Subs. So if you want to eat, you got to register. All right, it's going to be powerful. April 12th. I can't wait to get outside. But we got another story that I want to cover before we get out of here. And I talked about it a little bit with Tony Smith at the top of the first hour of the show. The Democratic Party's favorability has hit record lows in two polls after 2024 losses. And we, you know, once again, we talk about, you know, parties and people supporting ideas. And an NBC new poll found that 27% of registered voters say they view the party favorably. 27%, the lowest favorability rating for Democrats in NBC polls going back to 1990. We got some video of this, what they've been saying. We got some video if you're watching this, we broadcast live on YouTube. Let's listen.
The Democrats are officially in crisis. This was confirmed by polling on both NBC and CNN over the weekend, which showed the Democrats are in dire straits, recording their lowest ever approval ratings in history.
Look at the numbers here for Democrats. 27% positive, more than double 55% negative. And we'll just put this on a graph for you in our poll here. This goes back a long ways, and you can see the trend line for both parties. This is what's happened to the Democrats since the election.
That is astonishing, Steve. That's an historic low, right?
That is in more than 30 years of this poll. We've never seen either party hit a number this low.
And this wasn't an outlier. A CNN poll indicated very similar results.
Good morning. Welcome Inside Politics Sunday. I'm Anuraj. First up this morning, a brand new exclusive CNN poll that paints a brutal reality for Democrats as they struggle to mount a unified opposition to President Trump. Americans' favorable views of the Democratic Party's brand are at a record low, just 29%. That's compared to 36% for Republicans. It is the lowest ever recorded for Democrats in CNN polling going back more than 30 years. As you can see, the party's numbers dropping a staggering 20 points in just 4 years.
CNN doubled down on the diabolical figures, with this host sticking the knife in further.
You know, I'm a big fan of the oldies, and when it comes to the feelings that Americans, voters at large, and Democrats have, I can't help but think of Chubby Checker. Why is that? Because the question is, how low can you go? Voters' views of Democrats in Congress, the lowest ever approval ratings on record per Quinnipiac University. Look at this. Approve 21% among all voters. Look at the disapprove level. Holy Toledo, 68% of all voters disapprove of how Democrats are doing in Congress. Now, you might think that is low, and this is the lowest number on your screen here, down at 21%. But I want to bring you over here to how Democratic voters feel, because this is truly unbelievable. Amongst their own party, how do Democratic representatives, senators, how are they viewed? Get this, the plurality disapprove at 49%. More Democrats disapprove of the job that their party is doing in Congress than approve. Get this, only 40% approve. These are truly horrific numbers. They are in the trash bin of history. That is how low these approval ratings are. When you can't even get plurality approval among your own party, you know you're doing something wrong in the eyes of the American public.
All right. Hey, y'all go and look it up yourselves. Y'all be thinking, I don't say nothing. I just let it play itself out, you know, because I've already said my piece. I said what I genuinely feel, and let it be that, you know. But at the end of the day, we're starting to see the numbers come in from their own people. CNN and NBC are liberal ideas. This is them. It's got nothing to do with me. This is what it is. We got Al on the lines. I guess he want to react to the drop in polling. How you doing, Al?
I'm doing wonderful. See, the problem is with the Democratic Party. They have to fight with the evilness and the devil spirit. They have been too nice. So you don't let nobody bully you. When they punch you in your face, you stab them in the top of their head. When they go low, you open the devil's door. The Democratic Party has been too nice. They don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. You got to hurt their feelings, the kids' feelings, and you got to go to the cemetery and dig up the body and hurt theirs too. They've been too nice. So what the problem is, they want to show like they're so civil. See, the Republican Party, see, you know, they got their guns. They say what they want because they don't care. The Democrat got to use the same devilish energy. The good words of my great-grandmother, she said, when they hurt you, you got to hurt them harder until they bleed. Until the Democrat Party goes down and open the devil's door and call on the spirits of their ancestors to come snatch their souls and spirits while they sleep, the Democrat Party is going to continue to fall. But the Democrat Party got to fight with a bigger and a devil energy. That's why I always say, keep a devil on both shoulders and in your pocket. Because when they move, you move just as fast. And when they hit you hard, you hit them so harder that the person in the family who's in the cemetery going to wake up with a raging headache and a concussion. That's the only problem.
That's pretty hard, Al.
Republicans.
That's pretty hard.
That's fine. That's fine with me, because I believe we'll do unto others as you want done to you. See, you got to understand, Republicans say what they want, then they play victim. Democrats doesn't do that. I'm not going to play no victim, because I'm going to tell you how I feel. I'm going to talk about you, your kids, your mammy, and the dead. And I might even go to the cemetery and vomit on their gravestone urinate on their grave.
That may be the reason why they're down in the polls.
You know, so the Democrats have to fight. What a devil energy. You don't let nobody walk over you. And see, when Republicans say all their little stuff, the Democrats got to be on the front line and say, come on with it, boo, because I got something for you. That's why Republicans are feeling themselves. But we always know when they get called on their stuff, they always want to play the victim. When in doubt, let the devil the hell out. And that's what I stand on. Have a great day.
All right, Al. Hey. All right. Well, a lot of these polling is peer to peer, Democrat to Democrat. You know, a couple of these polls and they not approving of how they taking care of stuff. Hey, I think it's a lot of reshaping that got to take place. Plus, like I said, in my community, the Democrat do have a stronghold locally and they have the advantage. If they want to turn this around, in my opinion, they're going to have to start getting boots on the ground and becoming a more result based party. Instead of a bunch of fluff and talk and all this extra. They got the infrastructure already in our neighborhoods already to get out and put something in as something tangible, but that's not happening. And that's where I feel that the problem is being with the Democratic Party. A lot of people got voter fatigue because they get hyped up to get out and vote, but they ain't got nothing to show for it. They ain't got nothing in their hands to show, hey, this is what happened with my community. This is what happened with the education system. This is what happened with the economics in my neighborhood. And if that keep, if this continues the way it is, if it continues, if it's now at these low approval ratings in 30 years, I said that more people are going to abandon that party because they don't have nothing to show for it. And then without with all of that stuff that was the talk about the campaign and who how the money was spent this last time, y'all all heard how the money was spent. A lot of those big donors, they may jump ship too. They may jump ship. With the approval rating this low, why put money in a bucket with a hole in it? Why put money in a bucket with a hole in it? This is just logic. This is just common sense. So right now, I've been telling folks, this is why I haven't really been talking about a lot of the things that's going on with politics because I'm trying to let it all play out. And all the fear-mongering and everything. No, I'm just trying to give it some time to play itself out because pretty soon we're going to have some solid numbers here. And this is within the Democratic Party. A lot of those numbers, of they are disapproving of themselves, of what how they handling the situations. And so when you see a lot of infighting, y'all don't think it's another party that can emerge, but all they need is the money. All they need is the money. So all the big donors that donate to these politicians and things like that, all they got to do is find something that the people trust a little bit more, and all of the money go to this. And you think that the Democrat can't fall into a third party? Okay. I mean, what I'm telling you, if it's going into the next election and the numbers are unapproving, they're going to have to do something. They're going to have to find a way to get around the mistrust of America. They're going to have to, and if you ain't fighting, if you don't have good statistics within the group, and then America feels a certain way about it, they may be edging on a situation where another party, another stronger idea may can come along and challenge maybe the Republican Party. And all they need is the backing from the donors, and it's off and running. You think that can't happen? All the big money people got to do is switch ideas, and it's going to happen just like that. And you're going to be holding a sign up for the other party talking about you jumping ship too. A lot of the liberal ideas are confused. It is. It's what is. You can hear them. I'm talking about they people. Not y'all. Y'all want to point it at Tory Lowe. A lot of these statistics is within the party. It had nothing to do with what I'm saying. I said what I said. I said what I said years ago. Notice I don't hardly say nothing now because the implosion was inevitable. I already said what I had to say. That's why y'all tuned in. But now y'all seeing the outcomes. The people, now we're going to start seeing people turning on each other. Hey, it's happening. I said it way ahead of time. I said this over a year and a half. What's happening now? I said over a year and a half ago, and people called on the show with high blood pressure. Tried to say this and that. Tried to cancel Tory Lowe because I said the truth. Because I said what I had to say a long time ago. I don't have to say it now. Just watch it play out. That's all. I ain't said nothing since Trump got elected. Why? Because we back on the front lines. We back out here grinding. But trust me, the imploding is happening right now. Everything I said that was going to happen is taking place right now. Whether you like what I said or not, it's going on. Winky, you on the new 101 Cyber Truth, tap in.
Hey, good afternoon, G.
How you doing, brother?
Everything you saying, I'm blessed, man. Everything you saying is pretty much correct. To strike a third party, it'd be kind of rough. But like you said, if the money follows, then you got a chance. See, listen, brother, what we got in the black community and in the Democrat Party, we have the Urban League that is basically Urban League used to switch their votes around. When you had guys like Whitney Young, they were founded under a Republican idea, and they did the Republican and Democrat, the Republican Democrat. But they kind of went all the way here in the last 50 years with the Democrat Party. We got the Urban League. We got the NAACP. We got that Rainbow Push deal. Now, that's not affiliated with the Rainbow gay movement. And then you have MAN, which is Al Sharpton Group. Then you got your Black Caucuses. Those are five major black, seriously black organizations, man, that gets millions and millions of dollars. And they're all aligned with the Democrat Party. We have no representation representing us to the Republicans. The Latinos do through a group. It's a national group, Latino national group. They are with the Republicans. Matter of fact, if you listen at 11:30 some Saturdays, they'd be on there. Not that particular group, but that's a group that is representing their people to the Republican Party. That's what we're lacking at. We have no representation over there because our major groups, and we need to boycott them, they're not handling the voting process properly. So therefore, we're stuck in a loop because our major groups, man, the people that are getting that money, man, they getting millions of dollars, brother. They getting the money to represent us, but they represent us on one side. And the Democrats, we need to make sure of people that we get out and save that Supreme Court for Wisconsin, or else the stuff that we voted for in the major is going to be washed right out. We've got to do that. If you don't want the kids being transgenderized, you better get to that Supreme Court. You don't want these illegal people that run into our car and then they sue us. If they wouldn't have been in the country, we wouldn't have never hit them. Okay? You better tighten up on that Supreme Court justice race. Don't let them fool you. Okay? The Democrats is beating riding that same horse up the hill again.
Hey. Well, look, we got to run the break. Salute to Wink for calling in. We appreciate your comments. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll be joined on the lines by advocate and author Elizabeth Brown. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Mean, I need all of it. People falling. Gold money calling. 34, feel like Giannis. 34, big as Giannis. Bro, that's behind me. Money shots get on side me. I don't party. Yo, money got it. My money, Scotty.
Stop watching. Truth Nation, if you're looking for a new school for your kindergarten through eighth grade student, I have the right place for you. Have you heard of Milwaukee College Prep? For nearly three decades, MCP has been removing unfair barriers for children in Milwaukee. At MCP, they support the entire child. They offer pre-K, mental health services, nutritional support, intervention services, and after-school programs. This in addition to their character-first approach to learning. And most importantly, your child will receive a high-quality education, as every MCP campus earned a 4-star rating, exceeds expectations on the 2023-24 DPI report cards. Set up a visit at Milwaukee College Prep today. Go to MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com. That's MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com. Joining me on the lines is advocate and author Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen?
Salute, King. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Hey, I got a couple things I want to ask you, but I'll start out with this one. Nationally, Democratic Party favorability hits a record low in two polls. This is CNN, which is usually a liberal publication, and NBC News. They scored very low, the lowest that they've seen since 1992.
Good. Ray Charles really wasn't blind. You know, he could feel the risk and let if he was his type or not. The reality is the Democrats have failed miserably. Again, they have represented one thing and turned around and did something else. It's the domestic abuse relationship telling you what they're going to do and then turn around and do the total opposite. Love is about the action, not just them saying they love you. The Democrats have always acted like they represented the benefit of the people, and only people that was benefiting were the individuals that the Democrats stood for, which was especially this past election. They made the rich richer. They gave all the money to celebrities who already had money. Okay, they never represented, you know, regular folk. And I just think, you know, people ready for a change, you know, voting 60 years democratically and we have nothing to show for it. The bottom line is they represented everybody but us. They had to do a study for reparations for black folks, but they stood in line. And right now, doubling down on not helping ICE get the illegals up out of here. Okay, when we're talking about, again, you know, homeless veterans that are citizens, those of us that work every day for the tax dollars, they showed us how much they cared because we were getting put out of shelters for the illegals to be housed. You know, we were being forced to keep a minimum wage job. We had to get, you know, violated with the experimental shots, or we couldn't work to make money to take care of our families. But they opened up the borders and allowed all these illegals that ain't been tested, that wasn't forced to take a shot. Again, we seen clearly who they were.
Wow.
And it's just the chickens have come home to roost. So I would say, you know, bye-bye to the bad guy. And that would be the Democrats. Again, they were the wolf in sheep clothing, misled us to believe one thing and then led us to slaughter at the same time, especially when they stood up, when a Republican had to bring to the table what it was that they was supposed to be doing these studies to get, you know, those of us who are descendants of slaves repair. They tore it up. So they did wasted all of this money. Even when it comes to the Department of Education, you know, they said it was $220 billion that went into that, and only 25% went to educating the kids. So where the rest of the money go?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? To consultants, like we said about the city of Milwaukee. They friends create LLCs, which is a consultant, and they take that money, give it to a consultant of a consultant for another consultant, and our kids, is again, don't have anything that's legible. There's nothing left. The food is trash. The education is trash. And then we play the blame game, and then they come out and ask us to vote the same way next year. So, good riddance.
Also, there is a situation, speaking of kids and schools, right here in the city of Milwaukee where 250 students were checked for lead poisoning. What's going on with that?
The same thing that was going on in 2018. They knew it was a massive lead poisoning. They knew it wasn't just at the houses. They knew it's in the schools. If the pipes in the houses is the same, you know that the schools, when they was built, and again, we're just, as taxpayers, paying more for them to violate our children. When we talk about the lead poison, like we said, wasn't nobody charged by the health department when they failed back in 2018, when it was spoke about in 2022? The mass poisoning of all of these children, and it's where are they now? Because we understand one thing for sure and two for certain, that any child that have been lead poisoned, and I am a survivor, a victim of it, it can never be undone, okay? And moving forward, there was no repercussions for them knowing massively how many children were violated and the side effects that come along with that. And here we are. I can guarantee you, out of all of those children that were tested back then, where are they now? Probably in some type of penal system. Because we have to make sure we understand the setup from the school to prison pipeline and how Wisconsin massively incarcerates. You understand what I'm saying? Especially our children, who are were majority of the ones who are being massively lead poisoned. Due to the NPS, drinking out of the pipe type issues that we have, and we're a majority renters.
Well, you can see the difference between when it happens to one side of town, how they come together, how they reply, how they discuss it, how they want to get a remedy to it. But then you see where in our neighborhoods on the north side, and particularly in the schools that are on the north side, NPS 53206, you don't see that same gathering together. And they already, from the couple weeks, they've already organized where they are testing the children to see if they're affected. 250 so far. But what I'm saying is, I didn't see the same outcry when it happened right here in the city of Milwaukee in the 53206 when we had to go to North Division and the kids had to walk out of the schools because they wanted to drink safe water.
I mean, I would say that it was the same thing. The concern was there, but people in Milwaukee, majority of us, even the adults of the children that are adults right now who were children back then, hell, we still got lead poisoning. Nobody did nothing about that. So now the up in arms about the mass lead poisoning, it didn't just happen overnight. Again, it went viral in 2018, and nobody went to jail. Nobody did anything. Parents up in arms at the school board about the education, and still nothing has been done. So again, when we sit and we watch what's happening on other sides of town with certain other schools, because again, they got the complexion for the connection that's going to get the result. We're talking about everything in the city of Milwaukee that got the color, the majority of black folks don't get no return on it, okay? From the elders that's living in rat infestation and bed bug infestation. It's not like we haven't been crying. It's not like we haven't been talking, but ain't nobody doing nothing. You understand what I'm saying? So again, I say, you know, it's a period of time where we have to not only group up and just talk, we got to be about that action when it comes to locally voting. We got to move people around, and if we really serious, I wouldn't give a damn who you are. If you're truly serious about our children's and your future, because we're the next elders, it's time to move people around and put people in there that's going to really go to work. I think the song and the dance, look the part but don't be the part days is over with. We move individuals who not about that action. And the majority of our so misleadership, I call them, that's in the city of Milwaukee, are the individuals that have done no work.
Wow.
But have been getting paid.
Hey.
So.
Well, look, when we come back, I want to get your final thoughts on the show today. And I want to ask you the question of the day. I didn't get a chance to ask you the question of the day. When we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, the Gruber Law Office's The Analysis Live is back. And it takes place on Saturday, March 29th at the Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Join Thanasis Antetokounmpo for a live show that is going to entertain fans like none other, with special guest Brandon Jennings and so many more surprise guests who will be joining Thanasis Live. Get your tickets now for Thanasis Live on March 29th at Potawatomi Casino Hotel by visiting ESPN Milwaukee on Twitter for event and ticket info. Excitement and entertainment you cannot get away with. Hey, look, I'm going to tell you this. Oh, excitement and entertainment you can't get anywhere else. Hey, look, I'm going to see the analysis at the Potawatomi Hotel and Casino. I heard it's going to be star-studded, DJ Brother Z. All right, Elizabeth Brown, I got the question of the day for you.
Okay.
Is it acceptable for a woman to pay for the first date?
Acceptable from what side?
Is it acceptable?
I mean, can she?
I mean, I'm just throwing it out there.
Can she pay for the first date? Yeah. You know, but I had a father, so I'm not paying for the first date. Not at all. So, no. It's a no for me. You know, I'm the type of woman that if you come in and if I'm leading, like even if I attempted to pay, even though I wouldn't, but and he don't step in, like, hold on, quit playing with me, you know. Yeah, we definitely, there won't be a second date. So there have to be a level of you being a leader and you showing your leadership. And to me, like I said, I had a father. So if you get in the driver's seat, you ain't got to worry about me ever, you know, getting in your lane.
Trying to
so
take the wheel.
Make that, absolutely. And that be, that's at the beginning. So you have to start it how you want to continue.
Oh, wow. That's not, hey, that sounds fair enough to me. Hey, look, look, I appreciate you for being on these front lines. And as usual, we got a lot of work to do, Elizabeth Brown.
Hey, you already know. Let's get it, King.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. All right, DJ Brother Z.
All right, Quinn. All right, Toy Love from Waterfall. Green don't always mean go. Let's get it.
All right, Truth Nation. Keep your head on the swivel. Look both ways before you cross the streets. And green don't always mean go. I love you. Dr. Ken Harris up next.
See, that's how that chef tell me, man. That's how my daddy raised me. That glittering may not be gold, don't let nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me. Go on and put your hands up, when times is hard, you stand up. Oh, you be the man, cause a brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban us, they'll never slow my play.